Hello, it is 9 p.m. in New York, 2 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 9 a.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is a special episode brought to you from Thailand. This is Sunday Chanderbean from sundaybean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. It was December. My parents had just left. We were in our bedroom in the wee hours getting ready to start the week when my husband said completely out of the blue, "I want to go to Thailand for my birthday." Blinking more than once, I thought, "It's January and we just had a Christmas vacation." I answered tentatively, "Oh." He said, "Yeah, it's been 3 years. I really want to go." I replied cautiously, "Honey, I have client commitments." He replied confidently, "Honey, isn't that why you run a location independent business?" Me, okay, yeah, let me see what my calendar looks like. I knew it would require some adjusting. I knew that it would mean the world to him and it would be a blast for my family. And I knew it would require some hustle on my part. But in fact, this is why I have a location independent business. So as I've said, I'm doing this podcast from Thailand. And guess who got his birthday trip? But the thing is, when you think a location independent business. Some people call it a portable business. How many of you think of those annoying posts on Instagram where they show their legs poolside while working on their laptop? I hate those pictures. And I have those pictures. But with all things, there are two sides of the coin. And for me personally, a portable business is absolutely central to the life that I want to live. One where I have flexibility and control of how and where I spend my time so that I can be the kind of coach that I want to be. So I can be the kind of mother and spouse that I want to be. So if you're listening to this, and especially if you're an accompanying spouse, maybe a location independent business means working from one location during the school year and then taking your business with you during the kids' summer holidays. Maybe it means doing what it takes to create a client base that moves with you instead of constantly having to start from scratch at each new location. It doesn't mean working from Bali and Thailand and all these other places that what they call digital nomads like to do. We're talking about portability that meets your needs, that suits your lifestyle, that gives you the freedom that you're looking for. So in honor of the nearly 5 years I've been running my business from Switzerland, Burkina Faso, the US, Thailand, South Africa, and more, here are 5 ground rules to a portable business that you should know before starting your own. Ground rule number 1, expect the non-Instagram worthy side. Remember the poolside pictures? What you don't see are people like me on a flight in economy, squished in your seat with your elbows in the aisles and at the ribs of the person on your right. Okay? That has to happen for me to be able to have a little bit of time by the pool with my family. If you saw a screenshot of my calendar before this trip, you would not have envied it. Back-to-back coachings, literally, with only 5 minutes, if I was lucky, to grab coffee and head to the restroom in between sessions. I did schedule in an hour break for lunch so I could refocus and create some headspace for the next round of clients. And to be very honest, right now there are no poolside shots because my kids have been through food poisoning, let alone jet lag. And I will spare you the details of how we spent our last evening. Right now, I'm not drinking single beer by the beach, but I'm on the floor in an Airbnb recording this podcast while my little ones and my husband are sleeping quietly in their rooms. The non-Instagram worthy side of carving out time in your regular schedule to make space for the unexpected trips like this. That involves, you know, bedtime podcast interviews when everybody's sleeping, you're not, early morning sessions on email or coaching, not to mention the discomfort and the compromises that come with the planning ahead and afterwards. And you know what? It's totally okay, because I'm here right now with my kids and my husband in Thailand, and we are on our way to recovery from food poisoning and jet lag. You know, if I had made the choice to keep things status quo, meaning not fulfilling this wish, not creating this opportunity for my family, we would miss out on the opportunity to make these memories. Okay, I wanted to find a way that I could do this without anyone losing out. And that includes me, and that includes my clients. So when presented with the option to take this trip and to continue to run my business during these 2 weeks, but from a new location, I asked myself this important question, something I invite you to write down so you can ask yourself in times that matter. What has to happen for me to be able to take this trip, take care of my business, serve my clients, and still enjoy my family? I tell you this question, what has to happen for me to be able to, is such an empowerful beginning to figuring out what you really want, to finding a creative solution. Okay, I've used variations of this question during summer breaks, unexpected political crises, and even when welcoming unexpected but very welcome visitors. Okay, and I applied ground rule number 2. So ground rule number 1 is to expect the non-Instagram worthy side, and ground rule number 2 is to plan accordingly. I think the important thing here is to move from is this possible to how is this possible? And that's why I gave you the question just now. I see so many accompanying partners put their own priorities on hold when they spend summer or Christmas break with their children. And that is fantastic if that's what you've chosen based on your top priorities. But what is harder to see is when this is chosen and accompanied by a sense of resentment or regret or resignation that my things just had to wait. Okay, so there are times when your things have to wait, and that's because there are higher priorities involved. But there are times when a little planning could serve you well and help you get more of what you want. And I am a firm believer that if you want something bad enough, you can find a way to make it happen. And one of the biggest barriers is that you may feel very hesitant to apply ground rule number 3. So ground rule number 2 is plan accordingly. You can do that by finding out how this is possible. Okay, so I want you to think about what you want next. So is it the summer vacation, a Christmas break, a holiday, what's going to happen when your partner's on a business trip, anything. What can you do to plan so you get more of what you want? Ground rule number 3 is to negotiate expectations. As I said, people are hesitant to apply this one. Negotiate expectations. Remember when I said, what has to happen for me too? Well, some of those things that have to happen involve other people, like your partner, like your clients, like your business partner. Okay. And to be able to negotiate expectations, you need to know what you want. And believe me, I talk to a lot of people who say, Sunday, I don't know what I want. Or they've been meeting the needs of small children and a partner and a, you know, globally mobile organization for so long, they've forgotten how to know what they want. Once you know what you want, you have to make a kind request to get the needs met and be creative in finding a solution. So what that looked like, you know, in my case, when this trip came up, I had a long look at my schedule and I said to my partner, I said, this is a great idea. Can I have some time to think about it? I'll look at my schedule and I'll let you know. So I went back to my schedule and I saw that I had at least 2 solid days of coaching that had to take place during that time frame. And I had another important project for a business partner. And of course, these podcasts. So I looked at my schedule and I got really clear on what I wanted. And I said, listen, for this to happen, I'm going to need to work a few mornings. I'll try before you get up or once you go to bed. And I have to block off 2 solid days for coaching where you take the kids. And he replied, really, to be honest, to my surprise, okay, no problem. I'll take the boys. It was a non-issue. I got to know what I wanted, actually what I needed to keep things running. I made a kind request, and it was my way to find a creative solution. And maybe it's not surprising that my husband was so understanding, because I've made it really clear since the beginning what it takes for my business to keep running. He understands that. And this is part of our core negotiation of expectations to support each other in our respective work. So if you feel like you haven't had that conversation with your partner yet, that you don't have your own thing yet, but you want that, this conversation is going to have to happen. Okay, for my business partner, I shared expectations on availability during this time and what I promised I would be able to do. And I've been able to find creative times for us to meet during because of our time zone differences. So as I said, this boils down to 1, know what you want. 2, make a kind request to get that need met. And 3, be creative in finding a solution. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sunday, this is totally new to me. This isn't something that I do very often or much at all. Okay, that's okay. This is a beginning. The first step is to understand, hey, there is a way that you can get creative and do more to get your needs met and to find creative solutions to be able to create your own thing. And it doesn't have to be a business. It could be something that's really important to you, like your skill you're building, a language you're learning, a hobby you're developing. All of these things also apply. And believe me, it is worth getting good at because it will serve you and others immediately and in the long run, portable business or not. So far, we've looked at 3 guidelines: expect the non-Instagram worthy side, 2, plan accordingly, and 3, negotiate expectations. Now we will look at something you will thank me for if you do it, because whenever I do it, I am eternally grateful for it. Guideline number 4, create a buffer. Create a buffer. If you've been following me for a while, you know I'm a big fan of the buffer. A buffer is a time you create after a busy day and before you come together as a couple or a family. It's a buffer in your schedule. It's like the padding in between, so 2 things don't crash, right? It's like catching the 1 train earlier so that you don't miss your appointment. And maybe it's just typical J behavior for those of you who are into Myers-Briggs. I do not like to be under last minute stress because it could also fall apart. So creating a buffer is making sure that your plans are not so tight that if something goes wrong, you still can't achieve it. Like when your kids get food poisoning. Like when jet lag robs me of the chance to get up early in the morning. Like when you need something delivered on the 5th, and it shows up on the 6th, just as your flight takes off and you're left empty-handed. I have been doing this long enough to know that SHIT happens. And so whenever I can, I plan for it. Because I am all about advanced planning to reduce stress. And you know, it doesn't always work that way. But 8 times out of 10, it does. And those 8 times, I've saved myself stress and energy and gained happiness. So if you're toying with the idea to start your own portable business or thinking of an idea where you want to have a project that you can take with you wherever you go, this is my invitation to you. Look at your day, your week, your month. Where can you add a buffer? Somewhere to give you a breather to prevent last minute stress. Add that in now. Add that to your calendar now. Believe me, you will thank me for it. And finally, guideline number 5 seems a little out of left field, but it's so important for you to plan for it. Guideline number 5 is to battle FOMO. FOMO, of course, is the fear of missing out. And this is something that popped up. I realized it pretty early on, where I had done everything to plan in advance, to create a buffer, to negotiate expectations, to expect the non-Instagram worthy side. And then there I was working on my business, and I noticed a nagging feeling that I should or could be doing something else. Okay, and here's what it looks like. Let's say if you're in Thailand like me with my boys and your husband is playing in the pool with them, that you should be there too. If you're working in your parents' guest room during a summer vacation while grandma's at the park with your kids eating ice cream, you could be with them now too. It's like you're straddled between the time in the location that you've landed in, time with your loved ones, and your project and your work. And it's so easy to say to yourself that you're missing out. But what's actually happening is that, you know, in Swiss German, they have a sentence or a phrase, and I'm sure I'm going to slaughter it, but it's es füffi und es weckli. It's like that you can have the fiver and the roll. It's like having your cake and eating it too. You know, this idea of that you can't have both. Well, I kind of look at it like this. You can, but not at the same time. So you get your cake after you've worked for 3 hours, and then you meet your kids at the park when they're leaving and you take them out to dinner. It's basic, right? You work for it, you reward yourself, and then you work some more. And that's what I call balance, right? That's what I call getting more of what you want. It is really not either or. I strive for both and. So it's not, am I going to have a summer vacation with my children at my hometown or keep things running for my clients? I look at how can I go back home and be with my family and keep the boat afloat for me and my clients. Okay, so look at not either or, but both and. You just have to follow the guidelines I've shared with you to make it happen. So my cure for FOMO in this case is absolutely to expect the non-Instagram worthy side, plan accordingly, negotiate expectations, and create a buffer. And then I can be present in my work when I'm working. And I can be present for my family when I'm with my family. And do I always get this right? No, not 100%. But I know I have so much more of a chance to get it right with these strategies. You've been listening to this special edition of Expat Happy Hour, brought to you straight from Thailand. This is Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. And if you are playing with the idea of starting your own business, and maybe even a portable one, remember, the road to success is always under construction, according to Lily Tomlin, and by unknown author, joy is portable. Bring it with you.